What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron, go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, get every episode for free, right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. During the newscast there at the top of the hour, a video was released, I believe, or maybe it was a live video or something. But Kate Middleton reveals that she has cancer. Princess of Wales, 42 years old, announces she is battling cancer, undergoing preventive chemotherapy, but reassures the nation, quote, "I am going to be okay," in highly emotional and unprecedented video. It was filmed Wednesday. And she revealed the news had come as a huge shock and that she and William have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. Came days after she was seen smiling with Prince William as they left their favorite farm shop close to their Windsor home. So there was something, look, I don't follow all of the royal family stuff because, you know, some, you know, people fought a revolution to get away from them. So I don't follow this. I hope that, you know, she recovers fully. I wish all the best for them. I don't have any ill will towards them or anything, and, offer up prayers for strength and comfort, for her family and friends and those who, you know, who are fans, I guess, and follow the royal family and all that. But I thought I'd seen something a couple of days ago where they had, like, remember they had, like, photoshopped or did AI or something on some photograph that was put out, and they realized, like, oh, this isn't really a photo. This wasn't legit. And then I think that's what kind of blew all of this up. I guess they were going to try to keep it all secret. I'm not aware of what kind of cancer she has. She didn't say, but I'm sure that'll come out at some point because, you know, the royal family is not very good at keeping things under wraps. Oh, that's funny. John says, "I was at that Dead show as well, although I never made it past the parking lot." Ah, the Grateful Dead show at RFK that year when Bob Dylan opened. I was there the day it rained, and then Dylan played, and then they opened with, I believe it was Shakedown Street. And they did a whole lot of songs rain-related. I almost didn't make it out of the parking lot. That's a different story. Let me see here. Get through some of the messages. But I know you're wrapping up, but in regard to the baseline zero budgeting, I was legitimately wondering what is the purpose of continuing to pass new laws all the time. In the military, in my industry, you write a SOP, standard operating procedure, then revise as things come up. Wouldn't it make more sense for GovCo to revise, strike, or amend existing laws, unless it's only for grandstanding purposes? Well, yes, that is. Somebody needs to do something. Right. I don't believe a couple of months is enough time to make a judgment on Mike Johnson's job performance. Right. Well, again, Mark, like that's you're approaching it. I find that hard to believe that TMZ admitted the video is okay. I don't even know that. I'm not even like it just got carried by everybody, and so now I'm supposed to believe that the video is fake too. Okay, see, like, all right, well then you know what? We're just going to talk about other things then, because there's no point in covering anything on the news because everything is fake, right? I don't know. Like, everything's deep fake. Except Mark Robinson. This guy, he will tell you straight up. Mark Robinson, he'll be like, yeah, I wrote that stuff on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm, what of it? I'm running for governor anyway, right? And this may come as a surprise, but some Connecticut lawmakers, they're now using Mark Robinson's Facebook posts and such to try to win businesses to their state up in Connecticut. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to try to make this play. They're claiming that there are a lot of people and a lot of businesses that have relocated to North Carolina, us being the number one state for business, right? That all of these people are coming here. But because Mark Robinson won the nomination for the governor of for the Republican Party to run for governor, not that he's even won the governor's race yet, just that he won the nomination in the Republican Party, that's enough to get businesses now to flee North Carolina and move back to Connecticut, where they can enjoy the burdensome regulations and the much higher taxes. So, oh yeah, and also the crummy weather. You got that going for you as well. Plus the proximity of Massachusetts. And nobody really wants to live that close to Massachusetts ever. I said it. I'll say it again, too. And if I wasn't on an FCC-controlled airwaves, I'd say something else, but I'm not going to. Anyway, Democratic... just kidding. Democratic Senate leaders, who I would remind you, they are politicians, okay? These Democratic state senators in Connecticut are, in fact, politicians, much like Marjorie Taylor Greene, right, has been mugging for cameras here and trying to get some coverage for herself and some of this stuff. So too will these politicians in Connecticut. It's at a much lower level. It's, you know, smaller stage. It is Connecticut, right? It's not like it's New York that they're always comparing themselves to and are never the same, but it doesn't matter. Point is, they are politicians. They're going to make a play here for some PR. And you know what? If they can help out Josh Stein, one of their fellow Democrats down south here, where, you know, all of their family relatives have and friends have moved to North Carolina. So, they're trying to influence North Carolina politics by doing Josh Stein a solid. So they wrote to officials, not here. Come on now. No. These Senate leaders in Connecticut wrote a letter to Connecticut's Department of Economic and Community Development and urge them to, quote, explore opportunities to attract businesses from the state of North Carolina to relocate to Connecticut. So they're telling their own Commerce Department, hey, you may want to take a look at North Carolina. Maybe they got some businesses we can poach. Okay. Did they need a letter? Sorry. Oh, hang on a second. Did they need a letter to try to poach businesses? Guys, I think I might have a reason as to why you're losing business. If you don't even know that you're supposed to be going into other states and trying to poach their businesses, your economic department is terrible. Your commerce department needs a gutting. My goodness. I mean, I guess kudos to these senators for like recognizing what it is the commerce department's supposed to be doing. But wow, what an indictment on the people in your commerce department. That you have to write a letter to let them know, hey, there's a guy who's a Republican down in one of these other states. Maybe use that, weaponize him against these businesses, get him to move. Because I'm sure businesses would pick up and move their multi-million dollar operations to go spend more in taxes and suffer with more burdensome regulations in Connecticut based on the fact that a guy won a nomination, not even the election yet. I'm sure... yeah, these guys got their fingers on the pulse of business. It's amazing that Connecticut isn't a business juggernaut already. To clarify from an earlier tweet, the video today is not alleged to be a hoax. The video that was released today where Princess Kate says she has cancer, says it's treatable, that's not rumored to be a hoax. The tweet that said there was a rumor of a hoax, it was not actually admitted to by TMZ. It was reported by TMZ that conspiracy theorists said the video of her and her husband walking out of some farmer's market, that was a hoax. But the metadata from the photo does not indicate that it's a hoax. But conspiracy theorists say it's a hoax. And it's a different video. Okay, I just wanted to set the record straight, which, by the way, now all of the networks are all over the that story. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, as the producers here have noted, off the TV screens now. Oh, she'd have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you dang kids. Oh, that's a tough one right there, man. Right? You get all this worked out. You got it all lined up and then like drop the news. You're all over the Capitol Hill steps. You're doing the press conference. You're doing the interviews. You're all over the place. And then all of a sudden, Kate Middleton comes out and says she has cancer. And now no one gives a flying fig Newton about your motion to vacate. Oh, by the way, Mike Gallagher now has announced he's not going to serve out the rest of his term. So apparently the House really stinks. Paul Kane from Washington Post says, I just wrote about the House's great resignation. Members who are quitting midterm. Ken Buck out today. That's now six who have left early. And Representative Gallagher says that he is quitting midterm, but he's going to do it next month. I cannot overstate how awful the House is now. Members hate it. See, guys, I don't know. I don't know what advice to give leadership or anything. Nobody's listening to me anyway. I'm just like you, watching it, and I'm just like, this is. It does seem to be pretty awful. And I don't think constantly threatening leaders with removal if you don't get 100% of all your demands and you're one of, 435 members. And then running out to the cameras and making the speeches and whipping up people against your own party members, your own majority. Like, I'm not sure that's the winning strategy. It might be for the individual. That's true. It might be good for that individual member of Congress. I don't know if it's the best strategy to actually help save the country. But I know people that say it is. This is the only way to do it. We got to burn it all down to save it. By the way, speaking of burning everything down, Connecticut, trying to stem their business losses, they are trying to persuade business leaders that are in North Carolina, like, hey, why don't you move up to the Nutmeg State? And by the way, we are open to changing our name from the Nutmeg State to something cooler. But they're like, hey, we're totally interested in getting you here if you are interested in, moving to a state that's got progressive values, which I thought we've been watching over the last decade or so in real time what business leaders think about all the progressive values at the state level. I thought, like, it's pretty clear that they're not really big fans. A lot of them are leaving. And anyway, so Connecticut, they're like, hey, we should go and try to recruit them because of Mark Robinson. And Robinson's campaign said, quote, who cares what these Northeastern liberals have to say? Since they took control of Connecticut, Democrats raised taxes and spending, creating a parade of jobs and businesses packing up and leaving their state. They should stop with silly PR stunts like this and take a page from North Carolina conservatives' playbook, cut taxes on families and businesses, reduce regulations, and stop wasteful government spending. The North Carolina Chamber of Commerce is also quoted, but kind of disingenuously. All right, do the current world events have you wondering whether we are teetering on the edge of catastrophe? Are you concerned it's going to reach our shores? Okay, so what are you doing about your concerns? Let me help. Carolina Readiness Supply at carolinareadiness.com. Whether you're looking to expand your emergency preparedness supplies or you have no idea where to even begin, Carolina Readiness Supply can help you. Food, water purifiers, tools, first aid kits, instructional materials, camping and hiking supplies even, because being prepared is just smart. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies and educational materials that you'll need for any kind of emergency. In Waynesville and always at CarolinaReadiness.com, veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out? I was on the WRAL story. Headline, citing Robinson's nomination, Connecticut aims to poach North Carolina companies. Which, again, if you're not trying to poach companies from every other state, what are you even doing? Okay? But there's a quote here from the North Carolina Chamber of Commerce. The quote in the WRAL story is written up as such. The North Carolina Chamber of Commerce, which in the past has spent millions of dollars backing GOP candidates, said a rightward shift in the state's March 5th primary elections was a, quote, startling warning of the looming threats to North Carolina's business climate. Quote, many of the races we were watching turned for candidates that do not share our vision for North Carolina. That's what the chamber wrote in a newsletter, although it did not single out Robinson by name. The chamber made a number of other endorsements in the primary, but not the governor's race, which is apparently typical of past years, too. Now, it's my understanding that this was not actually about Republicans becoming Republicans winning, like Robinson winning and him being somehow anti-business. It's more about candidates who are not good for business or not business friendly Democrats who have won some races. What else? Oh, then there's this section. It's got a subhead, policy, not rhetoric. For decades, North Carolina has been a magnet for companies from high-cost regions, attracted by the state's low tax rates, business-friendly labor laws, proximity to international and interstate travel, research in universities, and a deep pool of educated professionals. And it's not uncommon for state leaders to try to capitalize on another state's political drama. Last year, North Carolina Democrats proposed luring the Walt Disney Company out of Florida as it faced increasing scrutiny from Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and other officials. By the way, how did that one work out? I know, we're getting ready to open Disney World in Charlotte. No, we're not. Right, so what's interesting, it says policy, not rhetoric, is the subhead. Policy, not rhetoric. Okay, so what is the context or what is the meaning of this letter from a group of Connecticut state senators to the Connecticut Department of Commerce? Why should I care? What's the point of this story? If you even now acknowledge that relocation experts and economists say it would take more than just campaign rhetoric to cause companies to overlook North Carolina's favorable business climate. Why are you doing the story then? What do I always say? I have very little patience or tolerance for media people who pretend that they are not participants in the political arena. This is what I'm talking about. This is a perfect example of it. They did a 3-page story on this letter that basically says some Democratic politicians in Connecticut don't like Mark Robinson. That's what they're saying. Oh, stop the presses for that, right? But no, they got to fill the news hole. So here they are doing a 3-page story at WRAL, the House organ for the state Democrat Party. Uprooting a company is an expensive and disruptive endeavor, and relocating a company from North Carolina to the Northeast would likely increase the cost of business, all things being equal. The median household income in Connecticut was about $90,000. And that is about 36% more than the median income in North Carolina. Right, so you're trying to woo businesses to Connecticut from North Carolina so they can have, you know, they can be forced to pay their employees more money just to afford to live there. And they're going to have to charge more money, not just to pay their employees, but also to pay the taxes that are higher there too. Also, the weather sucks. Business people, businesses looking at locating, when they look in North Carolina, they're going to look at broad policies, tax policy, wage policy, education policy, economic incentives. It's going to be policy that they're focused on, not campaign discussions, said NC State University economist Mike Walden. But I guess the Democrats in North Carolina or Connecticut disagree, right? They must disagree. Again, like, why are you doing this story, WREL? Why is this newsworthy? One of the first questions you ask yourself when you're in a newsroom is, who cares? In other words, why is this news? Why is this news? Well, WREL wants to let you know that some people 1,000 miles away don't like Mark Robinson, and they're going to try to take our businesses. They're trying to take our jobs. They want our jobs, right? That's the play. WREL wants to apply pressure on the readers or the viewers to oppose Mark Robinson because it might cost them their job. You might lose your job if you vote for Mark Robinson. That's the point. And that is a political point. WREL is engaging in politics because they may do the one Mike Walton quote here saying, yeah, basically this is just garbage. Then they also spend, you know, they follow that up with a whole page about the bathroom bill, right? HB2 and all that. And then they conclude by saying, political observers will be watching to see if business sentiment toward North Carolina shifts and whether that will ultimately sway undecided voters. We at WREL will do our part to help make that shift happen. I'm kidding. They don't say that last part, but that is what they're doing, right? Political observers will be watching to see, right? So what? This is the thing. Like, it'll be interesting to see. Will it? You don't know that. That's a prediction. It might actually not be interesting to see, and it might not happen, right? Whatever you think is going to happen. If it shifts for the worse, like we hope it does, Connecticut will be waiting with its pitch, right? Its pitch being a whole bunch of words about open and welcoming communities and all that stuff, proud to protect our socially progressive values, so they're really trying to appeal to all business leaders, right? But if you can afford the high taxes and the burdensome regulations, please come to Connecticut. That should be their pitch. Wait, Ralph is very worried. All right, Ralph, welcome to the program. Hello, Ralph.
Well, Pete, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's just starting to rain, so all y'all drivers need to slow down a little. But anyway, I'm going to lose a lot of sleep over this news story. I mean, it's very disheartening. It's upsetting. I'm just very worried about the state of North Carolina now since they pointed this out to me. And, you know, this is why we need to shame the media. We need to go in front of their house and shame them in front of their neighbors.
I think, you know, what might happen here is that WREL might end up having to move to Connecticut. You know, I mean, the shrinking news staff, the size of their operation, right? I mean, their progressive values. It seems to me like maybe they should make a run for the borders as well, and head on up to Connecticut. That would be, I mean, that'd be a win-win. Ralph, I appreciate the call. I got to run. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend, by the way. All right. Well, just as I predicted, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in North Carolina. The wait is over. Now you can legally bet on all of your favorite sports anytime, anywhere in the state with DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR. DraftKings has tons of the best features like parlays for multiple games, player props that focus on individual players and their performance within a specific game, social betting groups where you can share your bets with your friends in real time, and just in time for college basketball conference tournaments now underway. And as always, fast and easy payouts, and I have a special promo for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use the code word Pete, and bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Pete. The crown is yours, but this is a limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Oh, and deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms are at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. And NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license.
Big cicada or cicada. And they're flexing their muscles here. Okay. The U.S. will experience a rare phenomenon this spring. Two broods of cicadas are expected to emerge from the ground simultaneously. Our state will likely see one of these broods starting in April or May. This is according to Katie Peralta-Soloff, at axios.com. Cicadas are harmless and beneficial to local environments, or so she says, so they are not considered pests, but they sure are noisy. The high-pitched buzz, the male cicada's mating call, there could be like up to a million per acre. Brood XIX, which I think is 19, is going to appear in Charlotte, plus Western North Carolina, parts of the Triangle as well. Meanwhile, Brood XII, or 8, is expected in states across the Midwest at the same time. So, broods 19 and 8 have not specifically co-emerged since 1803. Fight. After the cicadas mate, the female puts her eggs in a tree. The adults die off. The eggs hatch within a month. They then fall to the ground. They burrow into the soil at the base of a tree and latch onto a root. They feed off of the root fluid for 13 years. And then they all come out of the ground and make a really noisy racket. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet for cicada predators like snakes and skunks and possums and birds. This year's cicadas are only going to stick around for about a month. They can aerate your lawn, but they are very expensive. They improve water filtration into the ground, and they can add nutrients to the soil that they decompose. Now, the thing to keep in mind here is these guys get, like, the most amount of coverage of any insect I've ever seen. Like, what is the deal? Cicadas, like, do you know any other life cycle of any other insect? No, nobody does. Whoever they've got working their PR, I mean, it's pretty fantastic. They're pretty good. By the way, it's like the sound of, it's the same volume as like a jackhammer. It's pretty loud. Yeah, roughly equivalent to a motorcycle or a jackhammer. The high-pitched buzz or mating call can reach up to 100 decibels. Nuts. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.